beautiful singing, the opportunity to be able to pray together and fellowship together. And then, Lord, this morning especially for your precious word. And I pray now as your servant, as I stand here for just a little while, I pray, God, that you'd anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray you'd place upon my heart and my mind, Lord, the very thoughts that need to be brought from this text this morning. And Lord, I pray as the word of God goes out, I realize today without the touch of the Holy Ghost of God, without the working of the Holy Spirit of God, it'll all be void and vain. So I pray this morning, God, that you would touch. I pray, God, this morning that, Lord, our ears and our hearts will be open and receptive, Lord, to each and every one that's here today. Father, for the child of God, that, Lord, we would truly be drawn closer to you this morning and have a greater determination, Father, to follow you. And then, Lord, for those that could possibly be here today that's never trusted you as their Savior, I pray that the good Holy Ghost of God will convict and draw. And, Lord, this very morning, Lord, they'd step out by faith, just as Matthew done, and come and receive you and follow you. And, Lord, what a great life it is this morning to be able to hear that call and, Lord, to be able to follow the Savior this morning. I just pray that, God, again, you anoint this service with your power and your presence. And I pray you'll do a work in our hearts and our lives today. Give us a greater determination, Lord, that we're just going to follow you, Lord, wherever you might lead us, wherever you might take us. Lord, we love you this morning. I thank you again this morning for all your blessings. Use us. And, Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for what you're going to do in this service and in our hearts. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. As we continue to follow, the ministry here is Matthew Penn's, the very Matthew that we're looking at this morning as Jesus calls him to come and follow him, the very one that the Holy Ghost of God moved upon, certainly to pen this Gospel of Matthew this morning. We see as we're following the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that he's been healing and he's been touching, doing great works and certainly showing forth to those, to the Jews, certainly about who he was and what he came to do. Certainly we know that, as we said before, the main thing that he came to do was to seek and to save that which was lost. And he continues certainly to do that this morning. And I'm so thankful for that. And so we see the progression as he's coming through the ministry. And we see again Jesus stilling the waves in there, stilling the waves there in the verses that we looked at last week. We talked about, as we said on Wednesday night, from the latter part of the verses here in chapter number 8, number 9, we see the palsy man healed as the men brought him to Jesus. And then we see the call of Matthew. Now we know that certainly some of the disciples had already been called, and Jesus had called out to them to come and to follow him, and he would make them fishers of men. And so we see that Jesus comes upon the life of Matthew. And so again, the question that lies before each and every one of us here this morning is, will you and I follow Jesus? And again, this morning my prayer would be that each of us would have a determination in our hearts, certainly, to follow him. There's many this morning who say that they follow Jesus, but there seems to be so many inconsistencies and lack of concern for true biblical discipleship in their lives that I wonder today, are they truly, truly following Jesus? And I can be honest with you this morning, in my own Christian life, there's been times that I've not followed Jesus like I should have. And so this morning, again, the great question lies before each of us today. Will we truly and genuinely follow this man named Jesus? Again, I pray that God would give us a greater determination in our hearts, in our lives to do that, because it is still the most rewarding life that you and I can live is following the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest peace that you and I can have, the greatest success that you and I can have in this walk of life is to simply follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you may say, preacher, that sounds awful simple, but I want to tell you this morning, it still lies true. That's the greatest life that any person could ever live, is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, it's not always easy. It becomes difficult. Sometimes it becomes discouraging. But can I say that it will be well worth following the Lord Jesus Christ when we stand before him one day and give an account of this life that we've lived for him. And again, for that individual that may not be saved, that I pray this morning that you would come and trust him and be determined, just as Matthew was, to follow him. Now, the name Matthew, let me give you this, and I'm going to give you a few points this morning, and I'll let you go. His name simply means a gift of Jehovah. That's what his name means this morning. As far as his name is Jewish name, the name of Matthew, a gift of Jehovah. So this morning, let us look at a few things in the life of Matthew and this call that the Lord Jesus gives unto this man that will become a disciple, become an apostle, and certainly will become a worker and a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm probably not going to be able to deal with all the things that I would like to deal with this morning, because as I begin to study and I begin to pray over this verse number 9 and look at the life of Matthew, of course, the Bible doesn't give us a great deal about his life and the ministry that God had called him to, but you can go back and study some historians and find some things that were interesting, and I don't have time to share those this morning, and I'll try to share those tonight, but certainly we see that this was a life, a changing event in the life of Matthew. And so this morning, I want to deal first of all with the call of Matthew. The call of Matthew, as I said, is a life-changing event in his life. But could I say, any time that God is calling to you and I, it will be a life-changing event. And boy, I'm glad of that this morning, aren't you? I'm glad he still changes lives today. I'm glad he changes people's directions. I'm glad he can change the home. I'm glad he can change your career. Listen to me. I'm glad, thank God, if you and I will follow him this morning. Listen, it will never be wrong to follow the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. As they followed him, the other disciples on that ship, as we talked about last week, they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know what was going to transpire, but they followed him. And so this morning, we may not know what's going to happen. We may not know what's going to transpire, but listen, it will always be right. It will always be rewarding this morning when you and I will follow the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The call of Matthew this morning. Now, we see here in the text that Jesus again has healed the man, the paralytic man, and we see this morning that as Jesus is passing forth, we see that he sees a man. Now, boy, I believe I could just take that thought right there and preach on it a while. Amen. But he sees a man, and that man's name is Matthew. Now, at this point, as Jesus begins to call to this man by the name of Matthew, he has two things that he can do, and I've already shared them with you as we've been looking in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. But let me give them to you quickly this morning in passing. You already know what they are. But this morning, as that call comes to Matthew, he has two choices. Now he can either respond to the call of God, the call of the Lord Jesus Christ, and come and follow him. Or secondly, this morning, he can reject that call. And so it's no different this morning. We have to make that decision in our own heart and in our own life. Listen to me. For any individual that's heard the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ to their heart, you stand without excuse this morning. I want you to know that. I want you to understand that. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would grip your very heart and your very life this morning and bring you to the understanding that you will one day stand before God without excuse, without excuse, without excuse, if you've heard the gospel and the Holy Ghost of God has knocked on your heart's door and Jesus said, come to me, then friend, you are without excuse this morning. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to hear that kind of preaching because they think somehow, some way, that their good's going to outweigh their bad. And friend, there's nothing farther from the truth because there's none righteous, no, not one. I'm telling you what this morning, I'm just so glad that God's still calling. Listen, it goes right along with the Sunday school lessons that we've been looking at for so many weeks now. I'm glad there's a God in heaven, and I'm glad that he loves me, and I'm glad he's still calling. Thank God for men, women, boys, and girls to come and to follow him. So it's entirely up to you this morning, my friend, whether you respond to the call of God this morning or whether you reject the call of God. Now, after you're saved, I'll tell you what, God's got something for us to do. He's got a place for us to go. He's got a story he wants us to tell. And so this morning, in that continuation of following the Lord Jesus Christ, I wonder today how many of us are really following Him where He'd have us to go, doing what He would have us to do this morning. I'm glad God's got something for all of us to do. He didn't save us just to set us on a church pew somewhere. Now listen, it's wonderful to sit on a church pew. And if you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to be a member of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. And you ought to get in there and you ought to support that thing. You ought to be in your place when it's time. You ought to be thanking God for it. You ought to be praying for it. You ought to be faithful to it. I don't know why I'm preaching all this, but here we go. I'm telling you this morning, friend, God's give us a place this morning, and we ought to be in that place where God's put us if we're really going to follow Him. Most people, and I've said this, want to follow and serve Him out of convenience. Amen. As long as it don't interrupt my life. Long as it don't interrupt my plans. As long as it don't interrupt the direction that I think I ought to go in. Amen. I mean, that's where we're living. Everybody wants a God of convenience. But I wonder if we was to ask old Matthew, and listen, I can't ask him one day. You say, preacher, what do you mean you can ask him one day? Well, I believe just as sure as I'm standing here this morning, he's in the presence of the Lord Jesus right now. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Is that not right? So I can ask him one day. Matthew, and Jesus come to you when you were sitting at the seat of customs that day, and you was a tax collector, and boy, your life was going really well, and everything looked good, and man, your bills was paid, and you was making money, and boy, everything just going your way. Then comes Jesus. All your plans, all the direction that you thought you were going to be going in, changed when Jesus said, come and follow me. So I wonder this morning, in my own heart, now Lord, if nobody else don't need this morning, then Father, you just help me. Holy Ghost, you help me, because if nobody else in here this morning really wants to follow you, then Lord, I want you to help me that I could really, genuinely, truly, faithfully follow you. Because I still believe that's the best life. God knows the best way. God has the best plans. Hey, man, we may not again understand them all, and we can't figure it all out, but all He wants us to do is to follow Him. And so this morning you can respond, or you can reject. It's no different today than it was in Matthew's day. And so I thought about this call of Matthew, and I want to give you, I know time's passing by quickly, but I'm having such a good time, I hate to quit. Amen. I come to get in this morning, didn't come to get out nohow. Amen. I'm afraid too many people come wondering when we're going to get out. Well, I tell you what, I'm wondering when you're going to get in. I mean, when you really going to get in this thing and follow Jesus. I'm not talking about following me and adhering to me. I'm talking about, listen, if you'll follow Jesus, you want to go where we're going. Hey, man, I believe that with all my heart, Brother Richard. If people just get right with God and follow the Lord Jesus, it'd make this thing so much smoother this morning. The preacher wouldn't have to worry about where you're at half the time. Woo! Hallelujah! I might mess around and preach anyhow. But I thought about this call of Matthew, it being a life-changing event. I thought about three things on the call of Matthew, and I want to give them quickly to you this morning. And I want you to think about them, because the Holy Spirit of God placed them upon my heart as I looked within this verse and within my own heart. First of all, I want you to think about the call of Matthew, and that, first of all, it was a historic day in the life of Matthew. Are you with me? It was a historic day in the life
of Matthew. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, let me give you just a few definitions of what the word historic means. The word historic means something of significance. Could you say that this was a significant day in the life of Matthew? Boy, I would say that it was. Not only does it mean significant, but it means important. It means momentous. It means unforgettable. In other words, this morning, in this historic day in the call of Matthew, let me say it like this. This call was like no other call. The day that Jesus came and called unto Matthew, come and follow me. And the reason that I know that it was a historical day, the reason that I know that it was an important day, the reason that I know this morning that it was a wonderful day, is because I can remember the day. You say, preacher, you tell us about it all the time. Well, could I tell you one more time, because I might not get to tell you again. He might call me home, but listen, I'm where I'm at this morning, and I am who I am this morning because of a historical day that took place in my life, September the 27th, 1987, at a Flint Hill Baptist Church. The Holy Ghost of God come to where I was at. Hallelujah. I was lost and undone. I was a sinner headed to an awful place called hell. But I'm telling you, the same Jesus. Hold my. Somebody hold my mute while I shout a while. This same Jesus. Thank God that called to Matthew and says, come and follow me. Thank God on that Sunday morning, under the Holy Ghost conviction, I stepped out by faith, made my way to Calvary. I'm glad that morning. Thank God I'll never get over it. I don't want to get over it. That was a historical day in my life when I met this man by the name of Jesus this morning. Does anybody else remember that day? Boy, if you can, it'd be a good day to come and follow him. The question lies before you this morning. Will you follow Jesus? It's a historical day. Matter of fact, it's the greatest day. It's the grandest of all days. Now, God's given me some other good days. God's given me some wonderful things in life. Listen, there's been ups and downs and all around, just to be honest with you, because that's the way of life. But I'm so glad I've got a time. I'm so glad I've got a place. A historical day in my life when Jesus said, come and follow me. That was in salvation. I can remember the day I surrendered my call to preach. Some people are still wondering about that, but that's all right. You just wonder all you want to. I'm doing the preaching this morning. Amen. I can remember that historical day when the Holy Ghost of God had got me in a place. Listen, if you want to be in a miserable place this morning, friend, the most miserable place that an individual, a saved individual, can be in this morning is in that place of rejecting what God has for you. Now, I don't know who this is for this morning, but I'm just going to preach it the way God gives it to me. I don't necessarily preach everything the way I got it wrote down. Which you already know that. And that's all right, amen. But I'll tell you what, that historical day, when the Holy Ghost, I'd been running, and Jesus was saying all the time, come follow me. But I was going to church, Lord. I was even trying to tithe, and I was trying to teach a Sunday school class, and I was trying to do this, and I was trying, but God said, that's not what I want you to do. He got me in such a shape that I didn't even want to go to church. Now, some of you looking like at me like a cat staring at a new gate. But if you get out of the will of God, you run from God long enough, he'll get you in the place that you're so miserable that you don't really want to hear no preaching. I wonder why some people don't want to hear preaching. Hey, could it be? Just could it be this morning that God's placed something in your heart and on your heart that you ought to be doing for Him, but you just not go, bless God, I'd stub up and be just as stubborn as the next one. Boy, I thought I could do. I thought I could. I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost of God got me into the place that I was either going to have to preach or die. I'm just honestly, I'm just talking about my personal experience. I'd been far better off to have been like Matthew. And you'd be far better off if you'd be like Matthew and come and follow him. But oh, happy day, historical day, when I finally stepped out by faith and said, Lord, I'll follow you. Lord, I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't even know what I'm going to do. And there's still days I don't know what I'm going to do. You say, preacher, you've been preaching a good while. There's still days. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm glad, thank God, there's somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Like I said last week, he's already charted the course. Hallelujah, thank God. And church, if we'll just keep following him and following him and following him, I can promise you this morning, it's going to turn out all right, thank God. Listen, it was a historic day in the life of Matthew when Jesus looked at him and said, come and follow me. And he said, yes. Oh, what a historical day it is. I thought about something else. Not only was it a historical day, and a day like none other, but I thought about this. Not only was it a historical day, but it was a humbling day. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? It was a humbling day in the life of Matthew. Matthew was as we said, we know that he was a Jew. We know that he was appointed by the Roman government certainly to sit at this receipt of custom and collect taxes. And he probably wasn't very well thought of in the community. If anybody owns property in Wilkes County, you probably got some things in the mail this week you didn't like. Evidently, some of you know what I'm talking about. County taxes. And that's what Matthew done. I'm amazed as I study the scriptures just how many tax collectors Jesus loved. You say, preacher, how many of them did he love? He loved them all. You say, preacher, how you know that? For God so loved the world. Hey, man, it doesn't make any difference. Thank God this morning what your position in life is. I'm telling you, I'm glad there's a God in heaven this morning that loves you, that loves you, that loves you. But to think about that, it was a historical day, but it was a humbling day. Now, we don't know whether this was the first encounter that Matthew had with the Lord Jesus. Bible doesn't tell us. Was it possible that some of the folks that had been touched by Jesus? I mean, is it very likely possible that some of the folks that Jesus had already touched and their lives had already been changed, that Matthew began to hear? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Is it very possible? You say, preacher, you're trying to add things to the story. No, I'm just trying to get within the story and think about some things this morning because I'm glad for the day that I begin to hear about this man named Jesus. And so maybe he had heard about Jesus. Again, the Bible doesn't say whether he had or whether... But the important thing is that it was a humbling day when the God of all creation... You say, what do you mean the God of all creation? The God of all creation. You're here this morning because of this God of creation. The Bible says that you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. He's a God of all creation. And this same God, it's humbling to know that the power that he has this morning And the things that he can do this morning is that he would call to somebody like me. I don't know if that humbles your heart this morning, but friend, that humbles my heart. And I believe to the man Matthew. I believe as he thought about it, I believe it brought a humbling into his heart to know that the God, hallelujah, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that was going to go to the cross, had laid down his life that he could be saved and redeemed for all eternity, that he could have a purpose in life to serve God. This same God, hallelujah, called unto Matthew, you come and follow me. And that same God still continues to call this morning. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I thought about this call of Matthew. It was a historical day, but it was a humbling day that God would think that much. Notice the Bible says he saw a man. Oh, my soul. He didn't see who I was. Hey, there ain't nothing hid from him this morning. He already knew me before he ever called me. But isn't it humbling to know that God, knowing that none of us here this morning deserve any good thing from him? I mean, we don't even deserve a glance from him. But hallelujah, aren't you glad he come to where we is at? Aren't you glad he began to call out our name? Come and follow. Lord, have mercy. Thou ought to humble our hearts this morning. To know there was a God in heaven that loved us that much. This call of Matthew, it was a historic day. It was a humbling day. Listen, we see that as Jesus, in verse number 9, as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man. I want to say this morning in passing, that Jesus saw within this man potential that nobody else could see. A man, as we said, no doubt was probably despised of some of his own people because of the job that he had with the Roman government in collecting those taxes. And you'll find that as you study about these Roman tax collectors, that a lot of times they would exact tax upon tax upon tax. In other words, they'd just take whatever they wanted. Now, I'm not saying that was the case in Matthew's because it doesn't say, but I'm just telling you what the history tells us. But I do know one thing. He was a sinner. Preacher, how do you know he was a sinner? Because we all are. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He's needing something. And Jesus saw a man that had potential. Let me give you something else. In this humbling day that Jesus saw a man that not only had potential, but I see a man in the name of Matthew that's willing to give up his pride. Hello? He was willing to give up his position. He was willing to give up his personal gain. Honestly, he probably, as far as financially and all those things at that particular time, he probably had it as good as anybody. I can imagine as Jesus called to Matthew, the devil jumped up and said, "Boy, you can't afford to do this." Boy, I can just hear him now, can't you? How do you know that old devil will do something like that? Because he'll do it to me and he'll do it to you. But listen, in this call of Matthew, it's humbling to think about that God saw potential in Matthew that nobody else saw. And God sees potential in you this morning that nobody else can see. There ain't no telling what God can do in your life and through your life.
and through my in my life and through my life. If we'll just simply follow Him. It was a historic day. It was a humbling day. He's willing to give up his pride, his position, even personal gain. How do you know? Because he gets up and follows Him. It was a humbling day. And we see, not only Jesus see potential, but we see, again, Matthew willing to give up the pride, the position, the personal gain, but we see that Jesus himself personally invites him. Come. Follow me. That's humbling to our hearts this morning, or it should be. See, the problem with some people today, they've got over what God's already done. We ought not to ever get over what God's already done. Listen, if Jesus never done another thing for me, He's done more for me than I ever, ever deserve. Matthew didn't deserve it either, but you know what Jesus was looking for? Jesus was looking for some people that would follow Him. You know what Jesus is looking for this morning? He's still looking for the same thing. For you and I to follow Him. Let me give you one other point and I'm done. Somebody will probably shout right here, but anyhow, I believe in this call of Matthew it was a historical day because it was a historical day. I believe it was a humbling day. And I believe as I think back at that, how humbling that was to know that God loved me that much. That He could see potential in me that I could not see. And then thirdly this morning I want to say, I believe not only was it a historical day and a humbling day, but I believe it was a happy day. Now, I know some of you don't seem to be too happy this morning, but you ought to be. If you're following Jesus, you ought to be. And if you're not, you can be. I believe it was a happy day. All those old burdens that he was carrying. When he chose to follow Jesus. Not that there's not going to be some difficult times, as I've already said, and some discouraging times and so hard, but you got somebody to go with you. Amen. Matthew come to the place to where the position didn't matter anymore. The prominence didn't matter anymore. The pay didn't matter anymore. He just wanted to follow Jesus. Preacher, you had to give up too much. Oh, no. It's not what he gave up. It's what he gained. If you think you're going to give up something this morning to follow Jesus, friend, I've got news for you. It's not what you're giving up. What you're giving up is probably things you need to give up. Amen. It's what you get that makes a difference. It was a historical day. It was a humbling day, but I believe it was a happy day. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. That I chose to follow Him. I have no regrets this morning in following Him. I believe we can ask Matthew, do you have any regrets in following Him? And in all honesty this morning, the only regret that I've heard real, genuine believers in Christ even mention or talk about is I wished I had done it sooner. I've never been sorry for stepping out by faith on a Sunday morning and trusting Christ. I've never been sorry for the Sunday morning that I stepped out by faith and said, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, I'll go. It's like you drove this sanctuary off of my back that day. It was a happy day. It'll be a happy day if you'll follow Jesus. Even with all the craziness might be going on around you, there can still be happiness, joy, and peace in your heart. Too many people living their life in turmoil this morning. Let me ask you a question. Is that where God wants you living? I think I used this in a message maybe not too awful long ago, but don't let that place become your address. People wallowing, self-pity, and wished I had. Friend, don't live there, because God don't want you living there. It was a historical day. It was a humbling day, but it was a happy day. Let me give you these verses of Scripture, and I'm done. You say, well, preacher, why was it a happy day? Because it was a day that brought about eternal significance in the life of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 11. Let me give you these verses of Scripture. You're familiar with them. Just a couple of pages over. You still got your Bible open, and I'm done. The Bible says, come unto me. The words of the Lord Jesus himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus can bring rest to the soul. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? Rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The call of Matthew is no different in a lot of ways to the call that God puts to you and I this morning. Come follow me. Notice what the Bible says. He arose and followed him. I got some things I want to say about that, but I don't have time this morning. I see not only the call of Matthew, but I want you to think about these three things, and we'll try to get them summed up tonight. Notice the conversion, the change, and the cooperation of Matthew. He didn't sit around and argue with the Lord. Boy, I've sure done my share of that. Now, some of you look at me funny if you want to, but you probably have too. Because we think we know what's best when we don't really even begin to know what's best. But this call of Matthew, it was a historical day. He met somebody like he'd never met, nor ever would meet again. It's a humbling day. But God would love somebody like Matthew, and God would love somebody like you and I enough to see a man, to see potential, and give him a personal invitation, come follow me. And it was a happy day. Remember the day I got saved? I didn't understand it all. I don't understand it all today. 10,000 years from now, I probably won't understand it all, but it's still all right. I can remember there was a peace that come into my heart like I had never known. There was a hope that come in my heart like I had never known. There was a joy that come in my heart like I had never known. It was a happy day. Friend, it'll be a happy day when you'll follow Jesus. So stand on our feet. Brother Scott, if you'll give us a song of invitation. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, as humble as we know how to come. Lord, we thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for the precious word of God. And I realize this morning as I've tried to stand here, I realize it. I've not even been able to scratch the surface, Lord, of this great thought, of this great verse. And Lord, the great things that took place. As you called unto Matthew, come follow me. And Lord, as much as I love and cherish this word that you've given us this morning, my concern now is for the folks that are, Lord, present in this service right now. And Lord, maybe you're calling unto them as you called unto Matthew. Come, follow me. I pray if there's some here today that's never been saved and you're calling to them to come and be saved. Lord, to have a choice right now. Lord, it's not my invitation, but Lord, it's yours. And Lord, they have the choice to make. Will they receive you or will they reject you? And then, Lord, maybe there's those here today that there's some areas in their life that, Lord, you've been speaking to them about. That maybe they're not following you wholeheartedly like they should. And Lord, there's times in my life that, Lord, I'm guilty of that very thing. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me and help me. Because, Lord, you don't want just part of me. Lord, you want all of me. I've been bought with a price. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us. And Lord, I don't know anybody's heart here this morning. But Lord, if there's needs here that need to be met today, I pray they'll find their place in an altar this morning. And Lord, just talk to you about it. Lord, because that day that you called and we responded, it is a historic day, it is a humbling day. Lord, it is a happy day. So I pray right now, Lord, as the invitation is given, Lord, I pray that you give folks the courage, God, to step out by faith and allow you to do in their heart that which you so desire to do, even this day. Thank you again for all that you've done for us, and thank you for what you're doing. It's in Christ's name. Some folks are